In the name of the one true and living God. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Once when Jesus was with his disciples, he said to them, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Be moved from here to there,' and it will obey you." And last week, the author of the letter to the Hebrews wrote, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith. A mighty big word meaning to believe, to trust, to be assured. The book or the letter to the Hebrews has often been ascribed to Paul, though scholars don't really know who wrote it. Nonetheless, the author of Hebrews is writing to a band of new Christians living in Greece and Italy. And faith continues to be the word of the day in our second lesson for today. The people are having one heck of a time. Nothing seems to be going right. Some have already been imprisoned, faced hostility and ridicule. Others lost everything they owned, while some have lost their lives as a result of their faith, for being followers of the way. And Jesus has yet to return as he said he would. Where was the glory they had been promised? Where was the kingdom of God? So far, everything in their lives have been the same or worse. So why did they ever change in the first place? Why not just go back and live in the comfort that they used to know? So today, the author of Hebrews works hard to hold their ancestors up as models of faith. Last week, he or she told the story of Abraham, who obeyed the voice of God telling him to go, though he knew not where. As a result of his faithfulness, Abraham became the father of many descendants, and they, including you and me, are like the stars, too numerous to count. Today, the author lists numerous other heroes and sheroes in Israel's early history, those who endured much and accomplished great works, all through great faith. By faith, they crossed the Red Sea, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fires, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. When we consider this race of faith that we are called to and look at the examples of those ancient heroes and sheroes of faith, I wonder if there are times that we are tempted to throw in the towel, that we ask ourselves, how does my faith, our faith as church, measure up? How do our gifts compare to those spiritual hall of famers? How can we possibly keep up with the likes of Gideon, Samson, David, Moses, Judith, Esther, or any of the other prophets? And what about those first apostles and martyrs and those who shaped our faith as we know it today? Of course, there have been other prophetic and faith-filled figures who rose up during the centuries, up to and including our time. People like Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Dorothy Day, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oscar Romero, Nelson Mandela, Jonathan Daniels, Rosa Parks, Desmond Tutu, and countless, countless others. Each had their own strengths and weaknesses, successes and failures, much like ourselves. But the bottom line is, what they had in common was their faith in God. Maybe it isn't important to figure out how we can measure up to them. We can be, however, inspired. Inspired because of their examples of faith, because their examples of faith call us ordinary folks to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, that we might fight the good fight of the gospel, that we might be people of faith in this Good Friday world of ours. It is into this cloud of witnesses we find ourselves being called. How many of you are familiar with the musical Hairspray? Okay. For me, one of the most memorable scenes happens when Motormouth Mabel, Tracy, and others got serious about their reality living in segregated Baltimore. And this is around 1962. If you recall, they decided to picket the local TV station so that teenagers, black and white, could come together, if only to dance. Integration, Tracy quipped, was the new frontier. Instead, the lot of them were arrested and they felt defeated, as if nothing would ever change. But Motormouth would have none of their pity party. Things would change with God's help, even if it were only change in oneself. And so Motormouth sang, "There's a road we must travel. There's a promise we must make, but the riches will be plenty, worth the risk and the chances that we take. There's a dream in the future. There's a struggle we have yet to win. Use that pride in our hearts to lift us to tomorrow, 'cause just to sit still would be a sin. I know it, I know it. I know where I'm going. Lord knows where I've been. Oh, when we win, I'll give thanks to my God, 'cause I know where I've been." And that is our lives, sisters and brothers. There is a road we must travel. It's called this thing called life. And we are to stay in the race like a fine-tuned athlete. This is a challenge That belongs to all of us. As followers of Christ, we are all called, you and I, even this precious young one with all of her energy, to finish this race. To run and finish this race with faith and trust that God is on our side. If no one else, God is on our side. We are to be faithful. We are to be faithful where we are because we know this life isn't easy. There are hurdles, and there will be hurdles. A diagnosis, the loss of a loved one. And every day it seems we are hearing discouraging news that all is not well in the land that we love. People are struggling. Our babies and our young people are dying. Too many are uneducated, without health care, and going to bed hungry. Yes, there are disappointments, temptations, and challenges that we would rather not face. But sisters and brothers, this day we are told that there is a great cloud of witnesses beckoning us on, challenging us to keep on keeping on, sister and brother. Keep on keeping on and keep the faith. Keep your hands on the plow. Be the change that you long for in this world. Let God use you like those who have gone before you, like those sitting next to you, like those who will come after you. Sisters and brothers, don't let anything distract you from finishing this race, and know that you are not alone. Oh, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, so says the song, trusting in his holy word. And he's never failed me. He's never failed you yet. Most importantly, and I want you to hear this, sisters and brothers, keep your eyes on Jesus. For he is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And he has already traveled the road that we must also travel. And in him, if you have faith, if you believe, you will know that in him we have the victory. This morning we have much to celebrate as we remember the cloud of witnesses. Last night or this morning in the wee hours of the morning, our sister Warlita went home to God. She has become one of those whom we hold up, hold dear. She has entered that cloud of witnesses that begs us to love Jesus and to continue on. This morning at 1 o'clock, when I spoke with Virgil, he said to me, Pastor, this is a celebration. No need to be sad. She has earned her wings. And we celebrate too this new one. This new one, Coralie Sonata, who will be baptized into the faith. And as I told the godparents and parents yesterday, she will not run this race alone, because she too has that cloud of witnesses witnessing for her, beckoning her to live a life worthy of the kingdom. And parents and godparents do not do this alone either, because they have us who will help them raise their child as best they can, knowing Jesus, the author and finisher of her life.